You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
That's good. What are we going to be looking at today?
Okay, so the book that we're reviewing today is called All Our Wrong Todays. It's by a guy called Elon Musty. He is a screenwriter, and this is his first novel. And at the Frankfurt Book Fair a few years ago, he pitched this book as, imagine if Kurt Vonnegut had decided to tell a story like The Time Traveler's Wife with the narrative right. voice of Jonathan Tropper.
Whoa.
And he got $1.25 million for the rights.
No way.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
So it's getting a lot of good reviews, and it's I feel like it's a novel of this time, but essentially it's about this guy called Tom, and he lives in 2016, but it's not the 2016 that we know. It's this utopia where there's no war or poverty. There is it's super technological. There's flying cars, and your food is perfect, and there's no bruises on avocados and stuff. So that's the life that he lives in. His dad is a famous scientist. He's about to send a group of chrononauts back in time in this time machine that he's built for the first time.
Wow.
And Tom kind of stuffs this up by sleeping with one of the chrononauts, the main one, and impregnating her. It just like cancels the whole mission, because she can't travel in time. So he decides to save the day, and he jumps in the time machine and goes back to 1965 to a specific point in time that is explained more in the book. It's hard to explain it in a review. And then when he comes back to 2016, he ends up in our crazy 2016, where there is war and poverty, and things aren't perfect.
Wow, it sounds like a fascinating book.
Yeah, so it's like super fast-paced. There's three pages to a chapter. A lot happens, and a lot of layers start coming through. Like, while I was reading it, I was like, this is this really light book about this, you know, stupid guy going back in time. How funny. And then it has, like, these quite intense layers and some quite, like, jarring scenes come up later on in the book that could possibly actually be quite triggering for some people. So it actually gets quite serious and then sort of goes into like apocalypse type stuff as well. But there's lots of layers and threads of, because a few different versions of Tom end up popping up. So there's these layers going through and it's just a whirlwind read. It's so fast to read, but a lot happens.
And
I think he does it very well.
What's his writing like? Because he is a screenwriter, does it have any kind of like influence over like the structure of the story as a whole, do you think?
Well, I think that's with those short, punchy chapters. And then also very punchy writing as well. So like lots of good little quips and very succinct statements that say a lot about the world today. I think it's a very, it's a kind of book that a lot of people would like to read. But I think, it's one of those ones that I would like initially think of giving to like a teenage male not to be too gender specific, or people who have sort of liked things like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Ursula McGlynn and stuff. So there's that really sort of futuristic stuff
kind of
going on.
A little bit of a logical kind of, do you get what I mean when I like?
Yeah, he's got all this like physics involved in explaining the time machine, but of course, that could never happen. But when you're reading it, you're like,
oh yeah, cool.
Kind of believe. He explains it in it quite well, but it just feels so punchy and great. So
fantastic.
It was a really good read. Hideous cover.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's quite
a lemon.
Yeah, it's quite a confusing title as well. All Our Wrong Todays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can never remember the title. And so I was reading this on some plane rides, and two people asked me if it was a book about food, and I was like, no, it's not. It's just the wrong cover for this book. But there's great stuff inside.
Cool. And hey, before we say farewell, I just wanted to ask you, because the Writers' Festival is coming up, so you must have kind of some, is there anybody you're really excited to, are you going to be going to begin with?
Oh, well, guess what? I'm going to be out of the country for that weekend, which is so sad.
Oh my gosh.
I booked it a while ago, and then I'm going overseas for a wedding, and that's on that weekend. But I'll manage to go to the Ockham Awards.
Yeah.
And but I some hot tips I would have. I'm who I would go to if I was there. George Saunders.
Yes, because you briefly
story writer.
Yes, you've talked about him a couple of weeks ago. Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, and oh, maybe. Maybe Kieran reviewed it, but or maybe I brought him up as something to read. But he'd be good. Roxane Gay,
I've seen her speak online
and stuff, and I think she'll do something really cool.
Yeah.
For a good, solid, like, Booker-winning author, Anne Enright. I really love her writing. And that's all I can think of off the top of my head. But my recommendation is just go down for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, just book yourself out and then just turn up to whatever you think. And the gala night is really good on the Thursday night because you can see 8 authors and then you probably find some surprises in there as well.
Cool. Okay. I didn't know about that. So
yeah, that's cool because often after going to that, you'll like book something else because one of those speakers would have been really great. It's kind of like a true stories told live thing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jenna, for speaking with us this morning. And have a good
rest of your day. I hope to see you in person soon.
Yeah, totally.
Bye.
Thanks, Jenna. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.